course, this is the Leela of the Lord, for Bhagavan Kapila to appear and give teachings to the conditioned souls, and also to his mother. And when the Lord comes to this world, which we often said, the Lord and his devotees, they come to teach different aspects of spiritual culture, bhakti, devotion. And Karda Muni and Devahuti, they are the eternal associates of Bhagavan Kapila and Krishna. And they come into this world to teach us. So on one level, the father is teaching, as you rightly mentioned, because this Kapila avatar, I'm not sure what yuga that was, Sat Yuga or something. It certainly wasn't Dwapar Yuga. It wasn't Kali Yuga. It was long, long ago. Maybe Treta or Satyuga, I can't remember. So in that time, of course, in that time period, in terms of the history of the world, the Vedic culture was very much existing. The Vedic culture is centered around Varnashram Dharma, and there are particular rules and regulations for each Varna and each ashram, which are meant to help those members of that ashram or Varna to progress towards moksha, Dharma, Art, Kama, Moksha. So we have to live by those guidelines and follow those teachings in each step of our life. Shastra Vidhi. If we follow the Shastra, then we get happiness and perfection and attain the supreme goal of life. But if we reject the Shastra Vidhi and act independently or whimsically like people are doing in Kali Yuga, then we don't get happiness, perfection, or the supreme goal. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Shastra Vidim Utrija Vartate Kamakarata Nasa Sidhama Vapnoti Nasukam me Paramgatim. Krishna is telling Arjuna and all of us also, this is at the threshold of Kali Yuga on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He says, someone disregards Shastra and acts whimsically, independently, because of lust and independent desire. Yes, Shastra Vidim. Shastra Vidhi, rules, regulations, Yama Niyama of Shastra, do's and don'ts, regulations, laws. Yashastra Vidhim Utsrija. Utsrija means to reject, to renounce, to decry. God is dead, Shastra is mythological, Shastra is unscientific, Shastra is irrelevant, Shastras are not contemporary, they're not applicable to today's changing times. Yashastra Vidhim Utsrija. Vartate Kamakarata. The path of calm, the path of lust, the path of independent will, independent desire, independent action. If one chooses that path as an alternative to submitting to Shastra Vidhi, then what does he get? What is the result of that? What is the result of that choice? That free will, that free expression of independence. What is the result of that disregarding of Shastra? What is that result of throwing away scriptural injunctions and flaunting the scriptural injunctions and deliberately disobeying them? Nasa sinama vapnoti nasukam na paramgatim. Nasa sinama vapnoti, one does not attain any perfection, either material perfections in life or what to speak of spiritual perfection, moksha. Moksha. Nasa sinama vapnoti nasukam na paramgatim. And one doesn't get any happiness, even day-to-day happiness, sensual happiness, mental happiness, social happiness. Parivar happiness, parivar sukh. He doesn't get any nasa sukham. He doesn't get any happiness. And paramgatim, he doesn't go to any supreme destination. No elevation. No elevation after death. Varna mukti, ashram mukti, or what to speak of swarga mukti, or vaikuntha mukti, or prem mukti, Vrindavan. Nothing. So shastras are all important. Krishna gave shastras to humanity at the beginning of creation. Saha yagya praja shishva puravacha. Saha. So in the beginning of creation, I sent forth a generation of men and demigods, blessing them, saying, be thou happy by the performance of this yajna, Saha yajna, Paroshisva, Kama, Trista Kamaduk. All your desires will be fulfilled. So Shastra gives the method of yajna. Shastras teach us how to perform yajna in each age. Yajna for Satyuga, yajna for Treta Yuga, yajna for Dwapara, yajna for Kali. Kalo Sankirtan yajna. This is the age of Sankirtan. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. Klota Harikirtana. This is the age of Harikirtan, Kali Yuga. So if we do this yajna, then we get happiness and satisfaction of the supreme destination. So Kardama Muni, he was a rishi, and he was married, Devahuti. So he was showing the path. He told his wife, he said, "I'll give you a child, but as soon as I give you a child, then I'll go to do my bhakti. I'll go to do my tapa." So he's acting, this is Naralila. He's, of course, Bhagavan's his son. He's aware of that. But he's also he's teaching a role here. That in this particular age, people were supposed to give up their wives, not stay till the very end of life. Even though God became my son, still I show the example of giving up my wife. I gave her a son because in the Vedas it said a woman must be protected either by her father, by her son, by her husband, or by her son. So the son represents the father. So now Karla Muni's produced a son, Kapila, so he's free to move because his wife will be properly protected. So he's observing, that's an observance of Vedic Dharma, Shastra Vidhi, to give a protector for the wife. And it's also observance of Shastra Vidhi to take sannyas, especially in that age, if you're a rishi, Brahmin rishi, take sannyas, and to go to the forest to pursue God, to pursue his meditation, do his tapa and devotion. So he was also acting exemplary. He could have hung around in the family life, but that wasn't the Leela. His Leela was to give. He was to give a teaching like this. Okay, even if your son becomes God, or if you have God as your son, it doesn't mean you hang around the house and die like a household dog. You should still get out and follow the Varna Vidhi and Ashram Vidhi of the Vedas. Take sannyas, go to the Himalayas, live with the saints, fix your mind on God. Even though God's your own son. So in that particular age, he taught that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, but he left his wife. His wife could think, mother would say, "Why do you have to leave? You're God. Why do you have to take sannyas? Why did Lord Chaitanya take sannyas in Makar Sankranti in 1510, I suppose, when he was 24? In the year 1510, he took sannyas in Makar Sankranti, January 14th, at the age of 24. So it was like 500 years ago. It was almost 500 years ago he took sannyas. 1486, Gaur Purnima. So Kardamuni, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas. You could ask the same question, why Lord Chaitanya is God, but he's not attached to his wife. I mean, and Dwarka Krishna had 16,000 wives. He wasn't attached to them. They're all saying, "Oh, please stay with us, stay with us." In Dwarka Leela, you see in Bhagavatam. In the morning, Krishna got up in Brahma Muhurta. He bathed, washed, he sat down and meditated on God. Because that's what human beings are supposed to do. He's in Nara Leela, he's showing the ideal king, ideal human example. All human beings, you should rise 1.5 hours before sunrise. This is Brahma Muhurta. So now the sun is rising at 5:30. That means 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock to 4:30 a.m. is Brahma Muhurt. And one should be up meditating on the Supreme Brahman, Parabrahman, Parabrahman Dhyan, Bhagavan Dhyan, Vishnu Dhyan, Krishna Ram Dhyan. So Krishna did it himself. He set the example. Yadyada charti shrestas tata avitarajana. So yat pramanam kurute lokastana navartate. Whatever a great man does, a common man follows in his footsteps. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Who's pursuing? And all his queens were saying, "Oh," Rukmini was saying, right? Satyabhama was saying, Mitravinda, Kalindi, Satyam, Jamavati. I was saying, "Oh, Krishnas, please stay a little longer. Please lie with us a little longer. Please embrace us. Why? It's too cold. It's winter time. The wind is blowing from the ocean. It's very cold now in the palace. Where are you going?" No, you'll be quiet. I have to do my duty. I have to follow the Vidhi. I have to follow Shastra Vidhi." Then the queens could say, "Oh, but you know, you're God. What are you doing? The shastras are not for you." And Krishna is saying, "No, but if I didn't work, then the whole world would go into ruination." Krishna says in Gita, "If I didn't work, then everybody would be lazy, and the whole world would go into ruination. So I have to set the example. Achar, prachar, nachar." So even Bhagavan sets the example. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also God. He set the example in Kali Yuga, taking Vaishnava sannyas, taking sannyas for the service of God. Sannyas is condemned in Kali Yuga. So you can criticize Lord Chaitanya. Oh, it's condemned in Kali Yuga. Ashwamedha Yajna is condemned to have a horse sacrifice. Gomedha Yajna is condemned, prohibited. It's prohibited to produce a child and a wife of your brother, your brother's wife. Your brother's not, if he's sterile. Then in your previous ages, you could produce a child to continue the dynasty. You could combine with your brother's wife if he didn't have any power to continue the dynasty. That's prohibited in Kali Yuga, and sannyas is prohibited. What kind of sannyas? Karma sannyas. Sannyas which you take for your own mukti, swarga mukti, or Brahma Suyujya. A Vaishnava sannyas is not prohibited. But the Mahabharata says this is sannyas is prohibited in Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya made an offense. No. He took sannyas for preaching and distributing prema. Ramanuja was sannyasi. Madhvacharya is a sannyasi. These are all sannyasis in Kali Yuga. Right? A Vaishnava sannyas. A karma sannyas is prohibited for your own elevation, for your own salvation and position. That's against the Shastra. That's against the Shastra Vidhi. But why you have to do that? He's God. He could just live peacefully at home, Vishnu Priya and Sachimata. But he set the example. No. Every Brahmins, he's born in a Brahmin family. Brahmins. He said himself, Bhartabhumatahoila manasa janma jara janma sartaka kari para karu pakara. If you were born in Bharat Bhumi, especially in a Brahmin family, he didn't say, but it's such this, you should make your life perfect. Make your life perfect and do welfare. Parakara upakar. Parakara upakar. Do welfare work for others by preaching, distributing Krishna consciousness. Nam Sankirtan and Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Prem, Bhagavad Dharma. Teachings of Bhagavatam, Gita, and Nam Sankirtan. And the worship of Radha and Krishna and Braj. Radha Krishna Yuga Puja. This is the Siddhanta, this is the teaching to spread in this age. Yare deki tari kaha Krishna Padesh Amara Agaya Guru Hanatari Desh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna Shiksha. Bajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Baja Goranga, Loha Goranga, Koro Goranga Namare. Baja Goranga, Loho Goranga, Kaha Goranga Bajare. It's like this. Nityananda went and told everybody to chant Gauranga's name, worship Gauranga, and follow his teachings. But Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda, everyone go forward. Yari deki tari kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara agaya guru. On my order, Nitai. Listen, you go to Bengal and preach. Well, what should I preach? You should preach Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Bajo Krishna Shiksha. Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. You should worship Krishna. You should follow teachings of Krishna. You should serve Krishna. So then Nityananda said, yes, yes, that's right. I will tell them Krishna Shiksha and Bhajra Krishna Nam and Bolo Krishna and Bhajra Krishna. And then he went door to door. Hello? Kikorbo? Kikorjo? Wow, Sunaya? Sunaho? Suno. Then they opened the door. And then what did he say? He said, Baja Goranga, Loha Goranga, Koro Goranga Namare. He says, hey, just worship Goranga, Goranga Bhajan. And take this name of Goranga, Goranga Namare. Just take this name of Goranga. Worship him, become his devotee, follow his teachings. Trinarapi Sunichina, Turori Vasishina, Manina Manirina, Kirtaniya Sadari. So he had a little deviation there. Nityananda, out of his love for Goranga, just like Balaram loves Krishna and loves to serve Krishna and reveal the secrets and teachings of Krishna to everyone. So therefore, when Balaram becomes Nittai, Nittai loves Gauranga and Nittai wants to reveal Gauranga to everyone and give the secrets and teachings of Gauranga to everyone. There's nothing wrong because Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna Yuga, they're the aim and objective of worship in Kali Yuga, especially by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So Kardama Muni, he left Devahuti and he left God. Okay, God's my son. Okay, bye. Because God is my son, but God is also the Shastra. Bhagavan is my son, but Bhagavan, Shastra is also Bhagavan. Shastra Bhagavan and Sakshat Bhagavan. So Sakshat Bhagavan is my son, Kapila. But this Kapila also spoke the Shastra, Varnashram Dharma. And in the Shastra it says one should leave the wife, take sannyas, fix his mind on God, dedicate his life to God, and attain moksha, dharmart kam moksha. So that's also the teachings of Kapila. Kapila's teachings are not different from Shastra, Shastravidhi. So if Kardamuni stayed at home, then he's going against Kapila's teachings. You follow? So by him leaving, he sets the example for all humanity. Don't be attached. Don't be attached to your son, even if he's God. And we have dog for son. We don't have God. We don't have God for son. We have dog. We have dog brothers, and dog children. And we're very attached. Very attached. We can't leave them for anything. The only way we leave them for if Yamaraj takes us away. Not Dharmaraj, but Yamaraj. So Kardamuni was taken away by Dharmaraj, by Dharma. The laws of Dharma took him away from his son named God. But Yamaraj is necessary to take us away from our son named dog. We have dog as a son, and we can never leave him. We can never be taken away from him. But then Yamaraj will come and take us away from our dog son. But in Kardamuni's case, Dharmaraj means the law, the Lord of Shastra, the teachings of Shastra, which is also Kapila. So if he stayed at home, what would Kapila say if he stayed at home? Just imagine. Kapila was addressing his mother, Devahuti, and telling her about fruitive activities, karma, life in the womb, suffering of the jiva, self-realization, right? Tatikshya Karunika, what are the qualities of a sadhu or a saintly person? Tatikshya Karunika, Suridas Sarvadevanam, Ajata Shatrava Shatu, Sarva Sarubhushanam. He was telling her all the different tattvas, Vaishnava tattva, Bhagavan tattva, Karma tattva, Jiva tattva, right? Prakriti tattva. So this all teachings are being given by Kapila Muni, Kapila Shiksha, about the material world, material energy, suffering of the Jiva in the womb. This is all birth, death, janma, mritya, jara, vyadi. This is Kala tattva, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, then Vaishnava tattva, Nam tattva, everything there. So if his father stayed at home, Kardamuni, then what would Kapila say? Hey, Kardam, what are you doing here? I'm here now. I'm grown up. I can take care of your wife. I can take care of my mother. You're old now. You should take some... Well, you're attached. You're attached to your family. You're attached to your wife and your son. Hey, jao. Go to the forest. Vanaprast. Pancham ordam vanavrajet. When one reaches the age of 50, he should go to the van. Vraja. Vraja means go. Vrajet. Urdvam, when it comes pancham, pancha urdvam, when it becomes above 50, pancha urdvam, vana brajet, he should go to the forest, and the best forest to go to is Sri Vrindavan, Sridam Vrindavanam, Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyas, Sridam Vrindavanam. Srinath Chakravarti told this verse to summarize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Sometimes they say Vishnu Chakravarti, but other acharyas say Srinath Chakravarti. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Gyanam Krishna Prema Pumarta Mahan. Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is the great object to attain, Prema, for mankind. Pumarta Mahan. Mahan, great. Art, desirable thing, wealth, attainment, object. Pumsa, man. Now, there's nothing greater than Krishna Prema. This is the aim and objective of bhakti, devotion, our very life itself. So Kardamuni left his son God, Kapila, and he left his devoted wife, Devahuti, to follow Kapila's Shiksha, to follow the Shastras, Shastravidhi. And that way you attain happiness, perfection, and supreme goal in life. So Kardamuni was acting perfectly. He was not negligent of his duty. He was not running away from God. He was running to God. Because if he simply stayed home, Kapila said, hey, get out from here, what are you doing? So save Kapila's time. He got out of the picture. He removed himself from the picture so Kapila could take over. Just like Parasram in Treta Yuga, Parasram chased out the Kshatriyas 21 times. Why? He chased out all the bogus kings, all the misfit leaders, all the bogus kings. Why? To pave the way for Ram Rajya. Ram Rajya. To pave the way for the rule of Ramachandra. To pave the way for the saintly rule of King Ramachandra. So then he became dispensable then. He did his work and then, okay, jao. Ramachandra came and he met Parasram. He said, hey, give me back your Shakti Bapas. He took the Shakti, he took the power, he withdrew the power from Parasram. He said, okay, now go to the Himalayas, do tapasya. Your work is over. Your job is done. Now jao. I'll take over now. You chased out all the bogus kings. Now I'll establish the rule of Ramachandra. Happiness, peace, and prosperity for everyone. under a saintly king, a godly king, God himself, Bhagavan Ram Rajya. Bhagavan Ramachandra ki. So everything is very perfect in the Bhagavatam. So Kardama Muni's behavior and activities are perfect. There's no imperfection there, no fault there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.